Story Nihonium. Discuss. What do you think about Nihonium? The International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, IUPAC, recognized the discovery of a new element in 2016. Atomic element 113, named Nihonium, has made history because it is the first time that scientists from Asia have named an element. The team of researchers at Riken Institute, led by Dr. Kosuke Morita, created the name by using the word for Japan and adding the suffix "-ium," according to IUPAC's rules. Dr. Morita said, "I'm very pleased that the name and symbol of the new element, 113, Nihonium and NH, which our group proposed to IUPAC, were formally acknowledged." Following this decision, the first element discovered in Japan and Asia will earn a permanent seat on the periodic table, an intellectual legacy that will be passed down to the future generations for the benefit of humankind. We feel truly honored and wish to express our deepest gratitude to all those who have given us support over the years. Along with Nihonium, there have been three other new elements discovered and added to the periodic table. Muscovium, MC, element 115. Tennessine, TS, element 117. And Oganesson, OG, element 118. All of these were synthesized. There are 118 known elements, 92 of which can be found in natural states here on Earth. The other elements cannot be found in the natural world. They are synthesized in a laboratory through a process that involves two nuclei with both protons and neutrons collided together to make larger nuclei until the total proton count is one that has never been reached before. Through this synthesizing process, scientists believe there could be anywhere from 171 to 210 elements created. But this is dependent on the number of protons that can be added to the nuclei. Interestingly, all the recently discovered elements, as well as those that have not been discovered, are super heavy and highly radioactive. In order to make these new elements, smaller elements are collided together in the hopes that they will fuse. But there is a problem. These new elements are highly unstable or radioactive. They sometimes last only a fraction of a second, and then they are gone. Some elements, when their size increases, become less stable. Nihonium has a half-life of about 20 seconds. Muscovium is even shorter-lived, with a half-life of 220 milliseconds. Tennessine is just 78 milliseconds. They are the most stable isotope of each element, though they have extremely short half-lives, meaning the time it takes for half of the amount of the element to disappear. However, there are elements with the right number of protons and the right number of neutrons, which make them stable despite their size. While we know there may be no use for newly discovered elements anytime soon, some of them may be put to practical use in the long run. It is not an easy task to evaluate if a new element has been discovered. If some scientists say they have discovered a new element, others have to confirm the discovery by repeating the experiment and seeing if they get the same results. One of the criteria is whether the alpha decay of known isotopes can be confirmed beyond a doubt. Once confirmed, the IUPAC approves the naming of the elements. Elements can be named as follows: a scientist's name, the name of a place, the name of a mineral or a substance, a word that describes the element, or something from mythology. Finally, in addition to all this, the periodic table needs to be updated. Nihonium is hard to synthesize and difficult to put into practical use. However, in the future, nihonium will be included in school textbooks, and this idea creates a feeling of excitement. Dr. Morita hopes students will be proud of the name Nihonium, and it will raise their curiosity in chemistry.